Well, we're really excited about the season. As you mentioned, new coach and players. But our objective remains the same, first and foremost, to stay in La Liga and also to be a consistent top 10 club and get better and better every year. And also another key factor is developing our young players. We've got a number of good players from the academy who are playing on a first team, and we want to get more and more. And fortunately, Yacoba Arzate is very comfortable playing young players, and it really helps the whole team, and we're really excited about that. We're very happy he's here and things are going well, but we think he's the perfect coach for this point in time. We're very pleased and appreciative of what Javier Aguirre did, but with Yacoba coming on, we have a new structure and a new playing style, and we're really excited about the prospects. And we believe, as I said, he's a great coach for us right now and the future. Yes, obviously all the decisions we make are in conjunction with Pablo and Yacoba Arzate, our coach, but we wanted a bit more offensive wingers who had more speed and good with the ball. And so we think the changes we're making are consistent with what Yacoba wants in terms of a playing style, and we're very confident it's the right approach. I think the other thing we're doing is putting greater emphasis on our younger players and trying to bring and develop players from our B team to be first team players, and Yacoba is totally supportive of that. He's very comfortable with the young players, and we think that's great for the whole squad. Yeah, I think we're doing well. When we started here in Mallorca, we had 7,000 season ticket holders, and now we have 22,000. And I think from social media perspective, we had, I think, 300,000 when we started, and now we have 9 million followers on social media. So we made a lot of progress thanks to our social media team and marketing and branding people. It's going really well, and I think the island and around the world is supporting the club in record ways, so we're very happy. Well, I think we've made a lot of progress, as I said, but we still have a lot more to do. We want to build out the stadium. We still have a number of areas to build out with a gym, sports performance center, and a medical clinic. And on the south side, we plan to have a football park for youth all around the island to come practice, and a rock wall. We want to have birthday parties and events for kids and corporate events at the stadium and music and entertainment. So we really want to make the stadium a hub for the entire city and the whole island of Mallorca. So instead of a football stadium being used 19 times a year, we want it to be used every day, multiple times a day, for different events and parties and all kinds of things. So we really wanted to make the hub of the city of Palma. Yeah, we're very pleased with the support from the fans. As I mentioned, 22,000 season ticket holders, and we see a lot more people wearing jerseys around the island. And again, we want to really make it a great place for young people to come and visit Mallorca.